RTE2FM. So the weather's getting a bit nicer. Well, a little tiny bit nicer, but it does leave a lot of people wondering, what should they wear? Do you dread the minefield that is summer workwear specifically? Do you not know what to wear without your trusty boots and woolly jumpers? Fiona Fagan is a stylist. We'll hopefully be able to put our minds at ease and just simplify summer style. Hello, Mrs. How are you?
Hello, how are you, babe?
I'm so delighted you were able to come into studio because you're always so bloody busy.
I know, but I made sure I'd get in here today to see you.
You just finished working on a TV show?
I've just finished working on a TV show for Fox America called Beat Shazam.
Okay.
And it kind of is what it says on the tin, really. You have to kind of guess the song, Beat Shazam.
Amazing.
It was great. It was amazing. Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to help us because summer dressing can be tricky for a lot of people. Okay.
It can.
Why is it tricky?
I think it's tricky in Dublin because of the weather, right?
Yeah.
So you never quite know if it's going to rain, if it's going to be, you know, so I think layering is the key.
Okay.
You know? Layering.
Layering.
Light summer layering.
Yeah. That is a good point because, you know, that's one thing I do love about Ireland is, you know, we get to wear coats. I love a coat. Okay, so what are the main trends this summer, do you think?
Okay, the main trends this summer, cargo pants. The noughties are coming back.
Oh, no.
All Saints. Do you remember those days?
Yeah.
They're coming back. They're all over the high street. Cargo pants, baggy trousers, utility look, Adidas Sambas, trainers and baggy pants. Baggy jeans are back.
So
the
just
skinny
think,
is gone.
Okay. Well, thank God.
The skinny is gone.
I never liked a skinny jean.
No, do you know what? I don't even think I have a pair. I actually don't think I own a pair of skinny jeans.
Wow, no. So you just skipped that
they
trend.
They were gone. Yeah, I skipped that trend. Yeah.
Because are they ever really that flattering
on a woman
or a man?
No.
And they're really uncomfortable. Burn them. Burn them immediately. And we all want to be sustainable these days. So what can we dig out of our wardrobe from, let's say, years ago that's going to be back in style? From,
like, well, definitely are we the cargo
70s?
Pants.
Yes,
yeah, 70s, a good 70s flair. A 70s jean, a 70s flare. Cargo pants, ballet flats. They're always in fashion. They always look good.
Hang on.
I know.
Are you telling me ballet flats are back in fashion?
Like, yes. They look good, you know. They do look good with certain outfits.
They would be good for the office.
Yeah.
I am seeing a lot of flares.
Loads of flares.
Where would I get a good pair of flares?
You would get a great pair of flares in
H&M.
Under the Stories. H&M.
Okay.
Zara.
Yeah.
Zara always do a great flare jean. I buy most of my jeans in there.
And are they comfortable? Like, not comfortable. Do they suit everybody?
They do, actually, because they're wide-legged. So you just need to find the right, like, the right height and the right, you know, how far they come up on your body, the length of them. But I do think they're more flattering than skinny jeans because they're not so tight and tightly fitted to your body.
And uncomfortable.
Yeah, and uncomfortable.
And the thing with flares, they look even better if they're high waisted, which is
great. They do, but they make your legs look longer, a nice wedge, a nice heel, and it just elongates your body.
That's the thing.
So that's way more flattering than a skinny jean.
Absolutely. And that's the thing with flares, it's always kind of a minefield as to what shoe to wear.
Yes.
What should be worn with a flare?
Well, a platform.
Okay.
I love a Converse, and a flared jean for like
you're
a more
mad
casual
about
look.
Converse.
I know.
Wear them with everything.
I know. I love them. Never go out of fashion.
Is that a good staple thing to have in your wardrobe?
Yeah. Great pair of trainers. A Converse. Converse look great with everything. Converse. A nice pair of like a nice white trainer always looks great, even with dresses in the summer and stuff like that. Nice and casual, but still looks good.
So if you were buying a trainer today, a white Converse would be the way to go.
A white Converse, yes.
Because you could wear it with dresses, you could wear it with
jeans.
Your flary jeans.
Yeah, wear
you could
with
wear
trousers.
It with, can you wear it? Shorts? Can we talk
yes,
shorts?
Yes, I mean, I'm looking at you today. You're
maybe
your,
shorts.
Yeah, you're wearing your shorts and your Converse.
Yeah.
Looks great on you, but you've got brilliant legs, so, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about shoes and footwear, because I have seen people around the place in summer in the office.
Right.
Flip flops.
Oops. Really getting their toes out. I hope they had a pedicure.
Is that the
like,
key?
Oh my God, get a pedicure.
Invest
in your pedicures if you're going to wear sandals.
And
flip-flops.
Surely, if someone's in the office with flip flops, you are allowed to take the flip flop off them and beat them with it.
Especially if it's a guy. Men in flip flops in the office. Really? Do they do that?
It happens.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, what shoes should men. Let's talk about men then in the office. It's summer. They don't want to be wearing that. Like, Cormac wears his Docs religiously.
Does he? Even in the summer?
Even in the summer. But I don't think he knows of any other options. What would be a good option for him?
Like a Converse shoe rather than a Converse boot is good for guys.
Yeah.
You know, a nice linen trouser. Massimo Dutti do great stuff, I always think, for men. Like, you know, in the summer, they always have some nice linen bits. They always have some nice, like a canvas kind of a shoe. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, and durable. Somebody has texted in, what do you think of jeans under a dress?
Oh, God. I saw that. I know we're going back to the noughties, but no. I saw that Katie Holmes did that last year. Did you see that big thing? She wore, I think she was going to the summertime ball in New York with her nephews, and she wore this dress with some jeans under, and she got absolutely slated. But she said she wanted to be comfortable.
Okay.
So, but no, it just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I don't think it does. Okay. I'm seeing a lot of colour blocking. Now, this isn't new, but is that...
Colour blocking, dopamine.
Yeah.
Dopamine blocking. Dopamine colours. It's like your fuchsia pinks, your lime greens, your turquoise, your orange. They make you feel good.
And can you wear them together? Like,
yes, you can clash. Like green and pink look great together. And people always think, oh my God, I can't wear that colour with that colour. But it's like sunshine.
It works.
It makes you feel good. It works.
It really does work.
It takes note. You know, you take notice of when you see someone like that. You're like, oh.
And when you see it, you think, oh, that doesn't... When you hear about it, you think, oh, I don't know if green and blue is going to work. But it's so
does. Like green and pink really works. Like I put you and Darren in green and pink on Dancing with the Stars, and I thought it really, really worked.
We looked amazing.
I know you did.
Now, let's talk weddings. A lot of weddings coming up. Has wedding fashion changed? It's interesting because my sister was coming over from America. She was going to a wedding in Doonbeg, and she said, do I have to wear a hat? And I was like, no.
No. Oh my God.
You don't have to. Is that a thing of the past now?
Totally. I mean, fascinators give me just the creeps.
The
anyway.
Ick, yeah. You're not mad about a fascinator.
It. No. We don't need to wear hats. Just have some nice hair. You know, nice blow dry.
It is a bit dated. Okay, where would you go if you were going to a wedding and you had to buy something? Let's be specific.
In Dublin, I really think that like Rhys do good occasion wear. I recently dressed some people for the races and they got two lovely jumpsuits from Rhys. Madge. Kildare Village is actually great. Okay. There's some great little Sandro, Madge, some great shops there that do occasion wear, I think, really, really well.
Okay.
Great places where you can hire. Happy Days, there's like Greens Are Good For You. And this is all the sustainable route. Like you can hire your dress for the evening.
Greens Are Good For You. We had the girls on. Just talk to me about them. So they do a sustainable range.
Yes.
And you can go and you can rent the outfit.
You rent the outfit for the night.
Okay, yeah. So Greens Are Good For You. What's another place
Happy
you
Days.
Can rent? Happy Days. I know Brent Thomas also let you
they
rent.
They do in Dundrum. The Ivory Closet is another one. And where else? Yeah, Brent Thomas in Dundrum.
Which is a really good option. Because the thing with occasion wear, you're very rarely going to wear it over and over, except if you're you.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Like you're an occasion wear 24/7 with a pair of Converse. But that's a really good option to go down if you have a big deal.
Yeah, and they also get the best brands in, so you're getting to wear a designer, potentially like a really big designer dress.
For nothing. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for popping in.
No worries, anytime.
She's very busy, lad. She's always so busy. What have you got coming up?
I'm actually working with Graham Norton next week, which I'm very excited
about.
What
a name drop.
I know. I'm doing this new TV show that's going to be on Amazon Prime with him.
Amazing.
So very excited about meeting him and dressing him because he's kind of a wacky dresser. So
that'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
That's good.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure I'll be laughing a lot.
I'm sure you will. Thanks so much, Fiona Fagan. You can check out Fiona on Instagram and also her website, fionafagan.com. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.